Before her latest visit to Myanmar, Special Rapporteur Yang Hee Lee last went to the country in January to assess human rights developments. In that time, things have hardly improved, she said, for minority Rohingya Muslims in Rakhine State who are terrified by the violence around them. Today, around 120,000 people from Rakhine State still live in camps, 5 years after fleeing their homes following clashes with Myanmar nationals. Ms. Lee added that she continued to receive allegations of violence against the Rohingya by the security forces and also Myanmar nationals, while reports have surfaced of Rohingya being attacked by hardliners from their own community after applying for citizenship. Serious human rights concerns remain elsewhere in the country too. In northern Shan State, the UN Special Rapporteur cited a deteriorating situation with ongoing clashes between ethnic armed groups and government troops, also known as Tatmadaw. It was in Shan State, Ms. Lee said, that numerous reports had surfaced about the Tatmadaw using people as human shields and of suspected insurgents being forced to wear military uniforms and then being tortured. The situation in Kachin State is also extremely serious, the rights expert noted, although she had not been granted access there and her movements had been severely restricted. In an appeal to authorities to push ahead with reforms, Ms. Lee said she was disappointed to see the tactics applied by the previous government still being used. And she added that close scrutiny of Myanmar cannot be relaxed until there is real and discernible progress on human rights. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.